KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex, RoofMax, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you out on projects that you might be getting, wanting to get done, I should say, around the house. If you've started a project, kind of stuck, if you don't know how to start the project and you want to get moving, we can help with that. If it's a project you want to do it yourself, fine. If it's a project you need to get some help with, hire a pro. We can tell you what to ask for to make sure the job gets done right. Bottom line, whatever you're working on, we want to help. So slide it over from your to-do list to ours by reaching out and calling us with your questions, your comments at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you can go to moneypit.com and click on the blue microphone button. Leave your message right there. Hey, coming up on today's show, as summer moves on, it's a great time to make sure your home's cooling plan is set to deliver comfort and energy efficiency. So to help, we put together a list of low-cost to no-cost, that's right, zero-cost tips that will help you do just that.
And are you tired of taking care of your wood deck? You know, between the splinters and the staining, a wood deck can take the fun out of summer weekends. Well, now there's a better option available at Lowe's called a Trex Deck Kit, which makes updating or replacing your deck with beautiful new composite decking a breeze. We'll explain in just a bit.
And do you need a new roof and want to save on air conditioning costs? Well, you can actually do both thanks to the new Cool Roof technology. We'll explain how that works to keep you both comfortable and save you money.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on. What's happening this July weekend over at your Money Pit? How can we help you get those projects done? Give us a call, post your question, whatever it is, let us lend you a hand.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Chatting with Ed, who's got an old house foundation issue. What's going on, Ed?
Well, I've got a, it's an 1880s home. It's a Victorian. It's Victorian. I have a foundation that's brick. It was put in brick. And I,
ready to go.
And we are live from historic Tiger Field from KCNR. A pleasant good evening wherever you may be as the Redding Colt 45s take on Sacramento NBO, what will finish a two-game series between the two squads. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be. A very cool clear afternoon as we head into the baseball night with Gabe Rojas on the mound for the Colt 45s after holding off a very determined Sacramento NBO team. Winning last night's game, we had a three-run home run hit by Blake Tweed. Royce Knock from Fall River, California, graduated from Foothill, hit a triple and three singles. And so for the Colt 45s, putting up tons of runs, and now we'll see what they do again here tonight with Rojas set on the mound. He attends Simpson University here locally in Reading. The right-hander going at it, throws a fastball, changeup, and curve, and we'll see some guys who are making their first starts this afternoon. But, so the interesting news yesterday was what happened to Bryce Tweed. What happened to him? Exactly nothing. The man went and had six plate appearances and did not record a single at-bat. He walked four times, was hit twice. And so that was one of the oddities that we saw yesterday. A man who came up, made the plate appearance, but neither got hit, nor did he get out. But now it's a new day, and both Tweet Twins are sitting tonight, and we'll see what other Reading Colt 45's players will step up. Rojas throws a fastball, changeup, and curve, coming by way of San Francisco originally. So getting his warm-up pitches, and here are the starting lineups for both teams. For Sacramento, batting first will be Nate Van Patten in right field, and then batting second will be second baseman Ian Heck. Batting third will be center fielder Josiah Taylor, and then batting fourth will be catcher Duncan Hansen, who hit a home run last night, and then Pete Ordonio batting fifth. He's the third baseman, hit a towering home run over the left center netting that went all the way into Chase Bank down off of Cypress Avenue. And then batting sixth will be James Corshon, the left fielder. Batting seventh will be Ben Hansen, the shortstop, whose brother is playing catcher, sharing the EN like the sodas. And then batting eighth will be Landon Comer, the first baseman. And then batting ninth will be pitcher Daniel Aceto. So for Rojas, getting underway as the managers meet, the Colt 45s wearing bright yellow jerseys with white pants and black socks, and for Sacramento NBO wearing a different alteration tonight, going with the white and faded gray to black from the top of the chest to the waistline with white pants. And so we're just getting settled in, and this program tonight is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management is proud to support tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. And it'll be Mike Carr behind home plate, and then Bill Shortridge down the line at first, and then over at third base we'll have Eric Martinez. So those are the gentlemen in black being called blue and getting ready to work. And here is Rojas, checks his belt, and we'll be starting off with the left-handed hitter Van Patten. And again, another pretty good-sized crowd here at Historic Tiger Field getting in all the action. Here's Rojas. First pitch is underway. It's swung on and fouled to the backstop, and the count is 0-1. Official start time is 7:14. And so for Rojas, and talking with Coach Brad Williams and how Rojas really can get into a rhythm, likes throwing downhill, played for the Reading Cottontails a couple of summers ago and remembers Rojas carving the Colt 45s up when he was with the Cottontails. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on a miss for strike two, and so Rojas with two outside fastballs that Van Patten comes up empty on, 0-2. Rojas sets, winds and delivers the 0-2 as a changeup that breaks away and just misses down. Trying to get Van Patten to pull one and roll over on a grounder, possibly. The 1-2 is swung on and fouled back. Got a guy wearing a cut-off Mickey Mantle jersey. That is a new one. Man, just took all the sleeves off and turned it into a cutout. Gotta love it. Here's the 1-2 pitch, taken high. So for Rojas, going to work. He looks in and sets, winds and delivers. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and lifted up on the infield. Coming under it and making the catch is third baseman Wyatt Larinaga, and there's one away. So Larinaga making the out, and for the Colt 45s, how they line up. Behind home plate at catcher is Ethan Williams, and then over at first base, it'll be Nate Scott. At second base is Peyton Jeffries, and then Wyatt Larinaga, who just made the catch. Over at third, at short is Areve Camacho, who was a sophomore Western State Conference First Team Player of the Year at Antelope Valley College. The 0-1 pitch is a slider that runs two inside, and it hits Ian Heck. So for Sacramento, looking to turn things around after losing yesterday's matchup. And here is Josiah Taylor. The pitch to Taylor is a fastball taken a little high and in for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count. Rojas looking into Taylor's short lead by Hag. Pitch is taken down the middle for a strike. So 1-1. So Rojas looking to mix his pitches. Throw that curveball, throw that change for accuracy. Here's the 1-1, fastball taken high and away for ball two. Two and one, here's Rojas looking in. He sets. The 2-1 pitch is a slider that sweeps Taylor away for strike two as he comes up empty, swinging and being out in front. 2-2, one away, just getting started here at Tiger Field. Here's the 2-2 pitch, strike three called, and down goes Taylor. He is rung up, and he is the beer batter, so for all you know that just heard Homer Simpson, all beer is a dollar off in the for the rest of the first inning, and so that will bring up Duncan Hansen. Here's the pitch to Hansen, the right-hander who hit a mammoth shot yesterday for a two-run home run in the first inning, takes a strike, and the count is 0-1 to the right-hander. Yo, one pitch is a slider that dips on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Rojas, really coming in with control here early. Here's the 0-2 pitch swung on, leaning and poking it foul back is Hansen. His brother Ben Hansen would be playing shortstop, and his parents are sitting right next to me enjoying this ball game as Reading was today nice heated 95 degrees, but things have cooled down. And on the 0-2 pitch, the breaking ball hits Hansen. And so for Sacramento NBO, catching a couple of early breaks to start. Rojas hitting Heck. And then on 0-2, he hits Duncan Hansen. And so with runners at first and second, here is Pete Ordonio. So Ordonio cleared the left center netting. Plenty of pop, takes a big hack, and fouls the pitch away behind home plate. 0-1. Rojas looking into Ethan Williams. Sets, winds in, delivers the 0-1 pitch. Is a changeup that dips in for a strike, just some slight downward movement. Getting it down is Rojas, now 0-2. Rojas sets, delivers the 0-2 pitch as a fastball that swung on and missed. A high chase for Ordonio for strike three, and down he goes. So despite hitting two pitches, despite hitting two batters, Rojas gets out of the inning unscathed. No runs, no hits, two men left, and at the end of half an inning, it's Sacramento NBO 0, the Redding Colt 45s coming up here on KCNR. And today's game is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Bottom of the first inning we go as the Colt 45s looking to cash in some more after winning last night's game 14-8. It was actually pretty close for about half the game. And then in the sixth and seventh innings, the Colt 45s were just able to pull away and finish off the game winning 14-8. It was a 5-2 lead for the Colt 45s at one point, but Sacramento NBO kept clawing, scratching, but ultimately the Colt 45 using some home runs, some hitting from Knock, and the rest of his lineup that has just been superb. They have 12 hitters that are batting over 300, and that's not the competition, that's just facts. This is a team that is well-disciplined. They don't swing out a lot of bad pitches, and it's the reason why they're able to put up so many runs, and as evidenced by Bryce Tweed getting on base six times and not getting a single hit, but not getting out either. It's just the plate discipline, and it's what has carried this offense throughout the season. So here is Arive Camacho going up against right-hander Josh Aceto, who swings at the first pitch, and that ball is grounded off the glove of third baseman Pete Ordonio and skips into left field. So Arive Camacho is aboard. He stings one, and it looks like Ordonio might have had some trouble reading that ball. It skips off his glove and So for Camacho, reaches on the error, and that will bring up Royce Knock. So here is Knock, who has had success attacking pitches early this season, just graduated Foothill High School, 18 years old, and will be attending Butte. Throw over to first, and sliding back to the back is Camacho. So for Knock, comes from a family full of athletes. His brother, Roby, at Cal State San Luis Obispo, does rodeo. There goes Camacho on the 1-0 pitch. The throw to second, and it is not in time. Camacho steals another bag. That is now 21 stolen bases this summer for Arik Camacho. He just gets a jump, does a great job of reading the pitcher's body position, takes off, and that's how he does it. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Knock, who swings, lifts one up along the right field line, and foul out of play, which brings us to the dimensions of Tiger Field. It's 310 down the right field line, and then 370 as you get to the gaps in right center. In dead center, it's 406, so you have to really muscle one out if you want to hit a home run in dead center. The 1-1 pitch is missed inside for ball two. Then you have 358 down the left field line and 358 in the left center gap, and then 320 down the left field line. Camacho giving Asieto all he can think about as Knock takes a strike, and the count is now 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. And for Camacho, just trying to throw off Aceto's rhythm a bit. Aceto gives him a look. Comes for the 2-2 pitch, is swung on and fouled back. So Knock, again, this is not your average high schooler. This is a guy with a lot of discipline at the plate, doesn't swing at many bad pitches, and can take pitchers deep into counts. And we're talking about how he was, you know, starting off this season just getting his base hits early in the count. Here's the 2-2 pitch swing, and that's a line drive down the left field line. Hooking it's gone. A home run for Royce Knock. Who hits a line drive. The ball stays up down the left field line and hits the netting in left field for the home run. 2-0 Colt 45s. This kid is something else, let me tell you. Four hits last night, a triple, three singles, and then what does he do on his first at bat of the night? Hits his first home run. So, two-run Knock for Royce Knock, as we have Wyatt Reginato coming up to bat and fouls a pitch away. Man, again, it just... such a smart ball player. And then the way he's just able to see pitches and then just barreled up what looked to be a breaking ball up in the zone, and it carried out. Here's the 0-1 to Reginato, who takes down and in for ball one. So from one Shasta County kid to another, it's Reginato, who went to West Valley High School, playing designated hitter tonight. The 1-1 pitch is swung on, lifted up along the first baseline, and foul into the trees and into the bocce court. Still trying to pick up a bocce game, possibly, with general manager Rick Bassetti, who was out here just talking baseball, talking about his days playing outfield in the 80s, his days in the minors as well. The 1-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt. And so for Reginato, who was a president for the Future Farmers of America when he went to West Valley High School, 2-2 pitch is taken high for ball three, and was also a good linebacker for the West Valley Eagles and won a section title back in 2018. The 3-2 pitch is strike three called, and down goes Reginato. Beautiful pitch there from Aceto. And so here comes Nate Scott, who is originally from Temecula and attends Antelope Valley College like his buddy Camacho, who just scored on the two-run shot. Here's the pitch swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow left center. Coming in and unable to make the diving catch is James Corshon. And then sliding into second, and he is out. Nate Scott trying to turn a single into a donkey double, and instead he is thrown out from left field. So Scott had himself a bloop single and then tried to take second, and a good throw there from Corshon to take care of Scott. So now, with two away, here is Isaiah Cortez from Cal State San Bernardino, who swings at the first pitch, and it's a grounder to second. Up with it is Heck, throws the first in time for the third out, and that ends the inning, but not before the boy out of Fall River does it again. A two-run home run over the left field wall, his first of the year. He continues to shine here with the Reading Colt 45s, the 18-year-old leading the way, and at the end of one inning, it's the Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 2-0 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's program is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And we are back on KCNR as the first batter, James Corshon, gets hit by the pitch. So, it was the 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-2. 0-2 the count to Corshon. Rojas looking in, whips and delivers. The 1-0-2 is strike three called, and out goes Corshon. So Corshon is rung up, and that will bring up Ben Hansen. So Ben Hansen, number 14B, his parents attending tonight's game, just talk to them, good people. Here's the pitch to Hansen, who takes up for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count. Rojas looking in, winds and delivers. The 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. So one ball and one strike to count. Rojas whips and delivers. The 1-1 is a slider that's taken away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. And so for for Rojas. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Hit two batters, but didn't really fit him all that much. Got out of the first pretty cleanly. Working on Hansen, playing shortstop with his brother Duncan at catcher. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. And so that's now three straight strikeouts for Rojas. And that will bring up Landon Comer. So not a bad day so far for Rojas. Really mixing his pitches well. And for Sacramento NBO, just having trouble picking up. And, you know, one of the things that makes, you know, this field tough, because you got all the trees but sunshine as well. You have the mixture of the shadows and the sunlight playing in, so in a way, you can say advantage Rojas because he's pitching from the sun, then you're having to see that ball come in to home plate, and you're going from sun to shadow. 1-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike two. So one ball and two strikes. Rojas looking to take care of Comer. 1-2 pitch, fastball on the inside corner, strike three called. Comer shakes his head, didn't like it, but Rojas likes it. He strikes out the side. That is now five strikeouts in two innings pitched for Rojas, dialing in and takes care of business. No runs, no hits. Rojas strikes out the side, and we're going to the bottom of the second, the Colt 45s.
First one back to me is going to win, okay?
Leading Sacramento NBO 2-0 here on KCNR. And once again, Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
And here is Peyton Jeffries to lead things off. The pitch to Jeffries is taken just a bit outside for ball one. 1-0 the count. 1-0 pitch to Jeffries is on the outside corner for a strike. And for Jeffries, originally from Vancouver, Washington, and that is on the southern border of Washington, directly across from Vancouver, Canada. 1-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike, strike two. And he'll be attending St. Scholastica in Minnesota this upcoming fall. 1-2 pitch is taken away. So this Colt 45's team, group of players, is getting some work in and using this experience to hopefully get some college exposure, and already we've seen some of their players moving on to the next level. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and you heard a big old doink and a dent from two cars. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Changeup swung on, rolled up along the first third baseline and foul. And talking with Peyton, and he's a Definitely a baseball guy. Loves collecting sports cards, primarily baseball cards. Two-two pitch to Jeffries. Is bounced low for ball three, and he says that his most valuable card, he says, is a signed rookie card from Ken Griffey Jr. Signed with a Sharpie, and just loves to collect them, stays in touch with the game besides being a player through that. The 3-2 pitch is inside and high for ball four. That nearly tasted like chicken for Jeffries, who takes the walk very high and inside pitch. And now here's Wyatt Larinaga. So Larinaga, originally from Alturas, stepping up to bat. Here's the pitch, swung on. That ball is lifted into right field. Going back is Van Patten, makes the catch using those shades of his, and there's one away. And so, here's Giacomo Crocetti. Crocetti wearing number 33. He's listed as 28 in our book, but
now batting right fielder number 33, Giacomo Crocetti.
So for Crocetti, who attended Foothill High School, here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, that ball is hit hard to second base. The turn for 1-2, double play. So Heck to Hansen, turning to Comer, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. Crocetti bounces into the double play, and at the end of two innings, it's the Reading Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 2-0.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
And we are back for the top of the third inning. And for Rojas, who I think we're going to have ourselves a new pitcher, I believe, unless it is Rojas. So now we are having Wyatt Doty coming in to pitch. So Rojas is done after two innings. And so for Doty, coming in to toss, he is a power-throwing right-hander who was originally supposed to attend Cal State Fullerton. He delivers a fastball in the inside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. So for Doty, just throws with a lot of energy. He's like a rubber band out there, and one that is very accurate. 1-0-1 pitch has swung on a miss for strike two. So 0-2 the count. Doty wastes no time at all. The 1-2 pitch is missed high.
One
1-2 pitch is a curveball that bounces in the dirt for strike three, and then Williams makes the tag. Man, you want to talk about just dominating in at bat. Fastball, fastball, and then the overhand breaking ball, and out in front was Asieto, and there's one away. So here is Nate Van Patten now, the left-hander. Played pretty good outfield yesterday, and it was a slugfest. Final score was 14-8. Looking bunt, rolled up along the third baseline, and that'll go foul. Larinaga not having to wait. Sometimes you get some of those bunts up along the third baseline, and we've seen it before where it'll do a sort of a banana split because there's so much, you know, rotation and movement. Not really a physicist myself, but pretty sure you can get a somebody with a master in gravity to explain it. 1-2, though, as Van Patten looks to get on the old-fashioned way dealing with Doty. He winds, he delivers. The 1-2 pitch is a slider away for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. So that, by the way, with that last out by Doty, is now the sixth straight hitter that a Reading Colt 45's pitcher has taken out on Sacramento NBO. And meanwhile, we'll have time as Williams and Doty getting their lines crossed up. Doty originally from Ukiah, and seems like a friendly chat. Both guys smiling. The Colt 45s lead 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch taken away for ball three. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. The Colt 45s just carving up the hitters so far of Sacramento NBO. And now the real question becomes, who is going to break this streak for Sacramento? 7 strikeouts now in a row from the Colt 45s, and here is Ian Heck. He swings and fouls a pitch away, and ooh, that one hit a Prius. That was right behind home plate. We're looking through that gate and hit that back window. Man, if you want to really talk about how to test a car's durability, just bring it to this ballpark and see how many balls get hit at it, and then you'll see the damage afterward. Do you end up with some scratches or do you end up with some broken windshields? Anyway, 1-1. Doty winds and delivers. The 1-1 pitch is a fastball missing low, but maybe if it was caught by Williams, might have been a strike. Almost looking at him saying, my fault. 2-1 as lights have turned on. Doty winds and delivers a 2-1 pitch, and that is a high pop fly on the infield under it, and making the catch, fading away, and grabbing it is Peyton Jeffries, and that ends the inning. So for Sacramento NBO, they go down quietly once again. The pitching for the Colt 45s has been splendid through the first third of this game. No runs, and I don't even think there's been any hits allowed. No hits allowed through 3 innings. And at the, we're going to the bottom of the third. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 2-0. And once again, this game is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and financial walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And we are back as Ethan Williams swings and fouls the first pitch away that looked like it could have been caught by Duncan Hansen, and instead it hit off the sort of the bottom of his glove and rolled out almost like a falling ice cream scoop from a cone. And that's a tough play to make. I mean, you're a catcher. You're looking up. I mean, some of, you know, the who's who will say, well, probably should have caught it, but it's not that easy. 0-1 pitch is grounded up along the third baseline, foul. I was just thinking, man, how great would it be to maybe even have a fantasy camp, you know, just put on some uniforms, a bunch of random guys like me who think they know it all, and then have some real ground balls being hit. Here's Williams, swings, drives one into left field, hit on the line, and making the catch. There is Corshon, one away. Man, he hit that ball straight on the line, and Corshon looked like he was having sort of trouble seeing and locating the ball, but able to make the catch. And so there's one away. And here is Arif Camacho. The pitch to Camacho, taken away for ball one. So this guy has been lightning in a bottle. And again, you know, he reached on an error at third base, but this guy has speed, and he just makes such an impact on the base paths. Here's Camacho, swings and flies one into center field. Looking under, making the catch, wearing that eye gear is Josiah Taylor, and there's two away. So for Sacramento NBO, you got to give this team credit, too. They're pitching as well. Asieto. Has retired the last seven batters, and now here comes public enemy number one for Asieto, Royce Knock, who has been the difference. He hit a two-run home run in the first inning, and that is where we stand. 2-0 Colt 45s, the 18-year-old, just continuing to show that he belongs with the big boys. Swings, fouls, the pitch away. So 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into right center. Very playable. Coming into his left, ranging and making the catch is Josiah Taylor, and that ends the inning. So all of a sudden, this ball game is all of a sudden gone quicker than a... Quicker than what? Things tend to move pretty slow here in California. I'll think of a simile or metaphor about something that goes fast here in California. Meanwhile, at the end of three innings, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 2-0 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Here's the pitch dropped in there for a strike, and I think it is still oh and two now. Here's the 0-2 pitch, missing low for ball one. So it is Doty still pitching. You just never know after a guy went out for, after two innings of work. You just never know when those subs are going to come in. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So down goes Josiah Taylor. And so for Doty and this pitching staff, at least with Doty and Rojas so far wearing out Sacramento NBO, they've had two base runners this whole game. Both were hit by pitches from the starter Rojas, but since then, the Colt 45s have been covering up the batters. And now here is Duncan Hansen. Hansen steps off, and for Doty really works at a quick pace. Duncan smartly stepping off, calls time, and now is back in. The 0-1 pitch is check, swing, sweeped for a strike, and the count is 1-0-2. Throwing the breaking ball, and Duncan way out in front went to check, swing, and lunged at it with a sidestep. 0-2 is bouncing the dirt for ball one. And so for this Sacramento NBO team, what do you do to figure out the puzzle? Do you just foul some pitches off, try to maybe look for one to hit, try to find a fastball and hope that Doty's breaking pitches all miss? The 1-2 pitches swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Hansen, who was hit by a pitch but falls victim to the strikeout. That is now 9 total strikeouts between Doty and Rojas. And now here is Pete Ordonio, who takes the strike and the count is 0-1. So Doty working quickly, the man out of Ucaipa. The 0-1 pitch is skipped to the glove of Williams, who, man, speaking guys, you know, who maybe don't get talked about enough, and I got to do a better job maybe is Ethan Williams, man. The defense that he has been playing all season for the Colt 45, staying in front of pitches, and especially last night in a game that was as nip and tug as it was. I mean, the Colt 45s won 14-8, but it was a much closer ball game if you had seen the first seven innings. The 2-1 pitch is a fastball blown by Ordonio for strike two. So Ordonio and Doty fighting fire with fire. The 2-2 is swung on, lined into center, and the no-hitter is officially over as Ordonio squares one up and finds a nice green patchy spot in center field. So Ordonio with the single, and now let's see what Corshon can do with two outs. Doty looking in, and there is Corshon, hits a hard fly ball into center field, but playable under it. is knocked, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Ordonio gets the first hit for Sacramento NBO, but that's as far as they get. His first, no runs, one hit, a man left, and things going by quickly as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 2-0 here on KCNR. And once again,
remodeled kitchen
brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And we are back. First pitch is swung on, lined into right field, and that's going to drop for a base hit, and it's going to get all the way to the wall. And that ball took such a funky route that it ended up in Disneyland. Over to second, and thinking he had himself a triple was Wyatt Reginato. And he hit that one down the right field line, and it rolled all the way into foul territory. So for Wyatt Reginato, picks up a double and maybe a triple, but the ball crossed the white chalk. Not sure why that's not still in. I mean, oh, okay, I can see why. Yeah, so you have the right field line and just an endless pasture of grass that just goes on forever. So you could, in some ways, if you were playing old school, say that all that should be in play, but if you really hit one into the corner, you could hit a home run in infield and inside the park home run two times over. But Reginato will take the double, and here is Isaiah Cortez. He drives one into right center. Back it goes to the wall, and it's off the wall. In comes Reginato to third with an RBI triple. Is Nate Scott, and it's now 3-0 Colt 45s, wasting no time at all. Four pitches, two base hits, and a run. And so for Nate Scott, who quickly gets on the board, a run batted in, triple, and now here is Isaiah Cortez. Man, talk about moving things at a quick and rapid pace. Here's a pitch that's lined down the left field line and foul with Cortez up to bat. And so for Cortez, who is from San Bernardino, and Derek Fasking, the manager, Derek Fasking, gotta love him. He calls Cortez El Conquistador, and Cortez is rung up on strike three. Pitch that was up. Cortez didn't like it, and there's one away. So with one out, here is Peyton Jeffries. And again, he collects baseball cards, has a Ken Griffey Jr. and was talking to me about how one of his summer ball coaches when he was a teenager was on the Seattle Mariners and played with Ken Griffey, and just hearing those stories. And of course you got to be a Mariners fan like Jeffries. If you're from Vancouver, Washington, that is prime Mariner country. Now down in the count, 0-2. Jeffries steps in the box. Acieto sets. He winds and delivers. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball on the outside corner, and Jeffries is rung up frozen. So after two base hits and a run, you have two strikeouts for Acieto, managing the game well. And now here is Wyatt Larrañaga. The pitch to Larrañaga is swung on and fouled back. Really seems you want to avoid that, the parking lot that is adjacent to the gate as you walk into the ballpark. That's where I seem to notice where most of the action is. Here's the 0-1 to Larrañaga, who takes away. And so Larrañaga, who attends Fall Feather River College, and his area known for being some of the coldest in the North State, the 0-1 pitch, and that one hurt. Did he smack it off of his mouth, or was that his ankle? He looked like that was definitely off of his left ankle. Took a big swing, barreled it up, and that was right on the left foot. That is, not fun at all. So Larrañaga, trying to be the tough guy from the North State, went to Modoc High School and wants to become a farmer. So the farmer taking some self-beatings and now comes back to the box. The 1-2 is missed away. So for Larrañaga, who tried his life at being a two-sport athlete with Feather River, 2-2 pitches, swung on, lifted down the third base line, hooking in fair territory, going back as Ardonio makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So a good game for Ardonio, making a very underrated play, going out from the dirt and then having to negotiate left field with his center fielder and left fielder, but Ardonio there making the catch, and that ends the inning. But the Colt 45s add another run on an RBI triple from Nate Scott to score Wyatt Reginato. One run, two hits, a man left, and at the end of four innings, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 3-0 here on KCNR. And once again, Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085, and check out their website at authoritypm.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And to the top of the fifth we go, and here is Caden Nichols in to pitch. First pitch swung on line to first, but nice play there, making the catch. Is Nate Scott one away? So Ben Hansen hits it on the screws, but Nate Scott right there making the catch on the liner. And so now here is Landon Comer who takes away for ball one. So Caden Nichols, the lefty, throws an overhand curveball for a ball. So has the fastball and then relying on that curve. The 1-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. The 1-2 to Comer is taken away. Nichols, the 2-2, swung on. That ball is hit violently foul and behind home plate and out of play. Literally went over our spectrum here up along the third baseline. And once again, more bocce ball to play with. Sponsored by the Sons of Italy. The 2-2 curveball is lifted up along the third baseline and foul. And so, for Comer, working the count, 2-2 is bounced low for ball three. Almost like he's playing fungo with it, just trying to make contact and bat every ball back. Here's the 3-2, swung on and grounded to second. Up with it is Jeffries, makes the play to first in time to Scott, and there's two away.
And
so here is Daniel Acedo. Pitching and batting takes on the outside corner for a strike. And so for this Colt 45's pitching rotation, showing itself to be very strong tonight. Commanding first pitch strikes. 0-1 is on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. Nichols working quickly. He sets, winds, and delivers the 0-2, swung on, and that ball is rolled to second. Up with it, the throw to first in time from Peyton Jeffries, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. Man, this game feels like it is going by very quickly. And at the end of 4.5, we are halfway through this one. The Reading Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 3-0 here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. Authority Property Management is proud to sponsor tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Here is Giacomo Crosetti to lead things off. The pitch to Crosetti taken on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. The fans gathering their ice cream, and because the Colt 45s pitched a shutout in the fifth inning, ice cream was a dollar off, and we're seeing all the children happy right now and getting big smiles across the ballpark. And shout out to the parents for picking up the tab. 1-1 the count. Two Crosetti is taken down and away for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count, and probably see another inning out of Nichols. Just one hit allowed today so far from the Colt 45s. The 2-1 pitch is swung on, skied up along the first baseline, and foul. That ball will bounce out of play and into the parking lot. 2-2, and about a month back, I found a chicken and a hen inside the parking lot. I couldn't even figure out who they belong to, but here in this beautiful area that we call Shasta County, Redding, get yourself an interesting crowd, and sometimes you'll see animals. Sometimes see a chicken and a hen just outside the library. 3-2 pitch swung on. That ball is flared into center, but going back on it from the cutout in between the dirt and the grass and making the catch is Heck, and there's one away, and that will bring up Ethan Williams. So Williams, who was very solid behind the plate yesterday defensively, limiting some runs, really had to deal with the movement as the pitch is a strike, and then the return on investment from the catcher rolls to the catcher. Rolls to the shortstop. 0-1. Osito takes low, so one ball and one strike to count. Williams, who attended Shasta College, takes on the outside corner for a strike, so another local kid and wearing black socks with the yellow and black stripe. Good look, those stirrups. 1-2 pitch is swung, and that ball is lined into right center, and that's going to drop for a base hit and get all the way to the warning tractor. Chugging into second, sliding safely with the double is Ethan Williams. And let's see what the Redding Colt 45s have in store with their bats once again here. After the double in the gap by Williams, and now here is Arive Camacho. So Camacho, 0-for-2, reached in the first inning on an error to third, and then flied out to center in his last at bat. And now we're going to get time called as Todd Conroy is going to go out and to his pitcher. And not a bad game for him so far. On pace to at least reach the five innings required. His team just needs to hit. And so far, the Colt 45's pitching has just been good. No matter who has come, whether it's been Gabe Rojas or Wyatt Doty. And Nichols, who is pitching and will probably go into the sixth inning. And Osito will get fist bumps from his team and will stay in the game as everybody returns to their position. Short third and first and second. There goes the runner. Pitch is taken low, and stealing third without a throw is Ethan Williams. Ethan Williams getting a jump, and he didn't even receive a look from Osito. The 1-0 is swung on. That ball is lifted up along the third baseline and foul. That ball is going to go out of play. Who's going to catch it? No one. It's going to go off of an umbrella. And the good thing is it didn't hit Homer the mascot, our Yosemite Sam-looking guy. Man, being a mascot, as a former mascot myself, that is a hard job. And you're not just talking about the body armor and the mask. I mean, you pretty much can turn to your left, turn to your right, and you can't even look at your toe. So if a ball is coming at you, you're just a big old target. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. And, you know, I'm not going to reveal the identity of the man in that costume, but I will say that he is a very kind man and does work for several nonprofits here in Shasta County. Just a joy to be around. The 1-2 is swung on. Lined into center and making the catch on the run is Josiah Taylor, who had to raise to his right. Tagging up and scoring is Ethan Williams, and it's now 4-0 Colt 40. Man. Camacho with the sacrifice fly. And for Camacho, that is now 4 sacrifice flies, leads the team, and again, just a guy who understands situational hitting and knowing sometimes it's not always the big hit that matters. Sometimes it's just the little pricks, you know, hitting the ball with runners in scoring position, hitting the ball deep into the outfield, or hitting a slow roller. Royce Knock up to bat, hits a grounder up along third and having a tough time with it, or is Ordonio, and can't quite make the play, and it'll go as an infield base hit for Royce Knock, who has tons of speed. That was a slow roller, and Ordonio had two choices. Either play that off of his glove, plant and make the throw, or try to barehand it. And by the time he was receiving the ball, Knock was about 3/4 down the line. And so now here is Wyatt Reginato, who doubled and then came home to score on the RBI triple from Nate Scott in the fourth inning. So for Knock, you can imagine he's in motion as the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 4-0. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on, and that is a high fly ball on the infield. Under it is Ordonio looking and makes the catch for the out. That was almost scary. He was under it, and then the ball came down, and he almost sort of had to side grab it, almost like he was playing football and receiving a punt. But either way, he makes the out. The Reading Colt 45s tack on another run on a sacrifice fly from Arif Camacho after a one-out double from Ethan Williams. One run, two hits, a man left, and at the end of five innings, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 4-0 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. Authority Property Management is proud to sponsor tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do.
You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Caden Nichols pitching into the sixth inning, the third pitcher used by the Colt 45s that has allowed just one hit so far. And that hit belonging to Pete Ordonio, who hit a mammoth home run. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, but scampering over to first safely in time to first is leadoff man Nate Van Patten. So Nate Van Patten is aboard. He struck out, but the drop third, and for Ethan Williams, had a little trouble handling the tartar sauce. Here's the pitch now to Ian Heck, who swings and fouls the pitch away. So 0-1, and again, just thank you so much for joining us here on KCNR and Free Fire Radio from around the globe, from your home, from your mobile device. You might even be just sitting down, enjoying dinner, and enjoying another beautiful night of baseball here in Shasta County. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So Nichols, again, just locating his pitches, commanding the first pitch strike. That has been the recipe for success for the Colt 45s. The 1-2 is swung on and line hard into right field for a base hit. Coming up and scooping is Crescetti, gets it back into second. So the second base hit allowed by the Colt 45s. And now let's see what Sacramento NBO can do. No outs. Two runners aboard. And now here is Josiah Taylor. Here's the pitch to Taylor. Fastball, jam zone, fly ball along the third baseline, first baseline, and foul. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, line hard into center field for a base hit. Coming up, scooping is knocked. He'll make the throw home. It's going to be cut off by Nichols. And now Sacramento NBO starting to rally here a bit. Now trailing 4-1. Coming in to score was Van Patten on the single by Taylor. They have now... stringing three hits together, equaling a run. And now here is Duncan Hansen, a big fella that could change this game on its head in a heartbeat. A right-hander who, in the first inning of last night's game, hit a two-run home run. He has the strength and the muscle to get one out of his big ball yard. Overhand curveball from Nichols, and that's a strike. Oh, and one the count. Nichols now facing with runners at first and second, allowing the first run for Sacramento NBO. He sets and delivers. The 0-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike two. Looked like that fastball had some late movement running away from the right-hander Hansen. Like the soda, H-A-N-S-E-N. And so for Hansen trying to show some pop, Nichols trying to put the big guy away. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is grounded up long third. Larinaga will go to first for the out, and runners will move to second and third. So Larinaga didn't see an opportunity for a double play, instead opts for the easy out. And so now here comes another guy who can really put people on their feet, and that is Pete Ordonio, who swings and misses at a fastball for strike one. Man, this guy just swings with all of his might, almost like he's working with Thor's hammer. He saw that inside fastball and went right after it. Infield in as the Colt 45s will try to cut off the runner at third home. 0-1 misses away. So one ball and one strike in the Reading Library right next to us along the first baseline, and a beautiful building it is. 1-1 is waved down and missed for strike two. So Nichols attacking Ordonio. Now with a 1-2 count, that infield in, and so for Nichols. Looking in, and then he'll step off. The 1-2 pitch is waved at him. Mr. Strike 3. Williams will go to first to take care of Ordonio on the drop third. And there is two away, and that is a huge strikeout for Caden Nichols. So now, with two outs, let's see what James Corshon can do, the left fielder. Lefty-on-lefty matchup as the infield retreats back to its normal position. Camacho at short between the cutout of the dirt and the grass. Same thing goes for second baseman Peyton Jeffries. And then just right of the bag at third is Larinaga. Pitches swung on, hit hard into the hole in right field. Four base hit, one run will score, two runs will score, a two-run single for James Corshon, and all of a sudden, we have ourselves a ball game. Sacramento and NBO putting up three runs here in the top of the sixth. So now here is Ben Hansen, the shortstop, with his parents watching, swings and misses for strike one. Just setting to the left and the right of me, showing a lot of enthusiasm for both sons. Have the catcher, Duncan. Then the shortstop, Ben. So now Ben down in the hole, 0-2 to Nichols. Nichols sets and delivers. The 0-2 is missed high and away. So 1-2, and Colt 45s in their first tight ball game, it seems like forever. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Slider running away from Ben Hansen, and that takes care of that, but not before Sacramento NBO fights its way back into this ballgame. They put up three runs, including a two-out, two-run single by James Corshon that brought home Ian Heck and Josiah Taylor. Three runs on four hits, and we're going to the bottom of the sixth. Let's see how the Colt 45s respond, leading 4-3 here on KCNR. And once again, this game is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, and Nate Scott to lead things off. First pitch is grounded up along third. Here's the throw to first in time there by Ordonio, and there's one away. So for Nate Scott, who is two for two coming in to this last at bat, and on the first pitch, grounds to Ordonio. And so now here is Isaiah Cortez. We have ourselves a new pitcher, and that is So it's actually Pio Ordonio that is pitching. So if Ordonio is now the pitcher, and that means somebody else is at third. So Ordonio is pitching. Ordonio winds and delivers. The Husky man misses low and then the dirt for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Great crowd here on hand on this Saturday night special here at historic Tiger Field, the field that was once played in by the Reading Browns, who were a far west minor league team as part of the St. Louis Browns organization between 1946 and 1950, and the St. Louis Browns are now the Baltimore Orioles. So plenty of great history here at Tiger Field, which has been in existence for 99 years. Next year, we'll celebrate the 100th anniversary of this historic ballpark in America. The 2-1 from Ordonio is taken on the outside corner for a strike, and Isaiah Cortez from Cal State San Bernardino rolls his eyes a bit. 2-2. Ordonio sets, sidesteps, comes forth. The 2-2 is a curveball that stays up. Looked like it just sort of slipped out of his fingers a bit. Maybe released a little too early. The 3-2 pitch is a fastball down and in for ball four. And so Cortez is aboard. And now here comes Peyton Jeffries. Ordonio looking in. He sets, likes the sign. Fastball is bounced in the dirt for ball one. And so for Ordonio, trying to pitch with what he has, just a lot of speed, and maybe we'll mix in a changeup and a slider in there. Swung on. That's a hard hit down into right center. Back it goes to the warning track, to the wall, and it's off the wall. They're going to wave in Cortez. The throw home. He is out at home. A nice relay from center field, Josiah Taylor to Ben Hansen, and then Hansen with the strike to his brother. And so Cortez is rung up over to on the double is Peyton Jeffries, but no run. Batted in, and just a terrific piece of defense there from Sacramento NBO. And so now here is Wyatt Larinaga with two outs. Trying to cash him in. He takes a pitch that's a hip-high strike, and the count is 0-1. Ordonio looking in, and he sets. He delivers the 0-1 pitch. It's swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2. The 0-2 is just off the plate. So Ordonio showing not only does he have the pop, but he can pitch it as well. And, you know, he's given up a walk and a hit. But, again, just being aggressive and attacking these Colt 45's hitters. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, poked back to Ordonio. Ordonio tosses to first, and that ends the inning. So despite a double from Peyton Jeffries, Isaiah Cortez was hung out to dry at home. No runs, a hit, a man left, stranded at second. And at the end of six innings, we have a tight one here on KCNR. It is the Redding Colt 45s 4, Sacramento NBO 3. And once again, Redding Colt 45's baseball is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
To the top of the seventh we go, and here is Billy Plummer on to pitch. And Billy Plummer is the son of Cincinnati Reds catcher Bill Plummer. And Bill Plummer was the backup catcher for Hall of Famer Johnny Bench. And so for Billy Plummer, who used to be a catcher just like his father, but is now just a full-time pitcher, delivers away for ball one. So let's see how Billy Plummer can do. Just talking about, you know, growing up and having a dad with that much lineage, a man that won a World Series with the Cincinnati Reds. Shared the same clubhouse as Pete Rose. New Joe Morgan. 1-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. So Billy Plummer, about 6'4", and he can bring the heat and trying to help the Colt 45s hold this lead, leading 4-3 against Sacramento NBL. The 1-2 pitch is swung on, squirted up along the first baseline. Took a bit of a funky sidestep hop, but managing it and making the play touching first is Nate Scott, and there's one away.
Number
22, Billy. And so, here's Austin Watkins. Now in to hit. Watkins swings and misses. First strike one, so the count is 0-1. And for Billy Plummer, trying to put on for the home crowd here in Reading. Looks in, and he sets. Delivers the 0-1 pitch. It's swung on, Mr. Strike two, a hip-high fastball. Up in the zone, and too late on it was Watkins. Plummer sets. He whips and delivers. The 0-2 is a slider. Strike three called. Oh, what movement. Man, that thing went from the porch to the front yard. Just a beautiful slider that just cut in and throws Watkins. Two outs. And here is now Nate Van Patten. The pitch to Van Patten, looking to bunt and gets it down. Williams will take it. The throw to first is in time. Watkins thought he was safe, slid into first base. But instead he is called out by a finger and a half. And for Billy Plummer, comes in and gets the job done. No runs, no hits. A clean seventh. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now it is the seventh inning stretch as God Bless America will be played.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management. Owners, landlords, and tenants, trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com. We have a ball game here in the bottom of the seventh, the Reading Colt 45s trying to hold off Sacramento NBO, who scored 3 runs in the 6th inning. And so here is Giacomo Crocetti to lead things off, looking to apply pressure as Ordonio on the mound delivers a pitch that's low for ball one, and the count is 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike in. Just using that big upper body and delivering it with all the force that he can. Here's the 1-1 pitch, grounded up along the third baseline, and that'll roll foul near the Colt 45's dugout. And so over at third is Austin Watkins as Ordonio pitches. So I think other than that, that all the defensive players are still the same. 1-2 pitch by Ordonio is swung on, and that ball is popped up, and that is between Pink and Sky. I don't even know where it is, and neither does Watkins as it drops in and out of his glove, and safely at first goes Crocetti. So for Austin Watkins, I mean, again, that is not as easy as it looks. I mean, you're looking from the crowd and you're thinking, well, he should have it. But I mean, even just looking up, you don't even see the ball. And so you got to be able to locate it with the lights, the differentiations of coloration with between the pink sky and the blue to try to find that little white dot and trying to catch it. Again, you know, Watkins definitely should have caught it, no doubt, but, you know, it's not as easy as it looks. And so for Ethan Williams now, looking to take advantage of the misfortune from Watkins, sliding back to first is Crocetti. So Crocetti reaching first for the first time tonight. Williams 1-for-2, doubled in his last at bat. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt. The throw to second, sliding, and he is out. Delayed steal from Crocetti, and a nice throw from Duncan Hansen, throwing directly to his brother at short. Ben Hansen and taking care of Crocetti, and Crocetti, not only is he out, but boy, oh boy, it looked like he just took a bath in a sandpit. Very dusty as he walked back to the dugout, and now with count being 1-1, back out there is Todd Conroy, so we'll get timeout for the moment. So one ball, one strike, and once again a very special thank you to all the fans listening from all across Shasta County and all across the world. You can download the Free Fire app on your mobile device or tune in on 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. The 1-1 pitch is a fastball waved out and missed for strike two. So for Ethan Williams now, by his lonesome after Crocetti was tagged out at second trying to steal. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So Crocetti from Palo Cedro, the Foothill High School graduate, trying to put on for the home fans. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the outside corner. Slider just missed. Man, Ordonio sort of taking the walk of, man, what do I got to do to get that outer half of the plate? Looked like a good pitch. Here's the 2-2. Swung on a miss for strike three, and down goes Williams. So with two out, the top of the order comes up now with 2 outs, and here is Arif Camacho. So Camacho, this season so far, batting .418 and has one home run to his credit. The pitch, Camacho snakes on the outside corner for a strike. So really mixing the fastball and the slider well is Ordonia. Sidesteps, delivers the 0-1 pitch, is a fastball that swung on and fouled at the netting. So no balls and two strikes the count. The Reading Colt 45s leading 4-3 over Sacramento NVO. Sacramento climbed back into the game, scoring three runs in the sixth. The 0-2 is taken away and high. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, that ball is line. Diving catch made at second base by Ian Heck. What a play to rob Camacho of a base hit. Man, that had base hit written all over it until Ian Heck makes a diving catch ranging to his right to end the inning. No runs, no hits. The Reading Colt 45s hoping to have another solid inning of pitching. And at the end of seven, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 4-3 here on KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Authority Property Management. Owners, landlords, and tenants, Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And so here is Ian Heck to lead things off, and he is the grand man for Sacramento NBO right now. Made a diving catch that robbed Arif Camacho of extra bases. And so now let's see what he can do with his bat, as now pitching for his pitch swung on and missed. So pitching is Connor Irvine. So here is Irvine. Looking into Heck, 1-1. The right-hander delivers a slider. Check swing. Strike is called. And the count is 1-2. So for Irvine, who was born and raised in Victoria, Canada, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Heck. So for Heck, going down on
center fielder, number
And so now here is Josiah Taylor. Hester Taylor is on the inside corner for a strike. So Taylor, 1-for-3, struck out twice and singled his last at bat in the fifth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Taylor. And so now here is Duncan Hansen. So for Connor Irvine with two straight strikeouts. And now here is Hansen dipping in there for a strike as Irvine, 0-1. Irvine wasting no time at all. The 1-1. He tries to go behind the back, taps it to himself, throws the first and gets him for three outs. What a play from Connor Irvine. On the comebacker, goes behind the back, taps it to himself, and makes a perfect throw to first to get the hitter. 1-2-3 inning for Connor Irvine, showing them how they do it in Victoria, Canada, and gets high fives and smiles and fist bumps from the Bat Boys and girls inside the Reading Colt 45's dugout. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Reading Colt 45's leading Sacramento NBO 4-3.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
And so Ordonio continuing to pitch and trying to hold this deficit. For Sacramento NBO, the Reading Colt 45s, though, trying to add some more insurance as Royce Knock will come to bat. Knock is 2-for-3, and again, just a guy that has really surpassed expectations here in his first summer club ball season with the Colt 45s. Hit a two-run home run in the first inning. And so his home run could very well be the difference maker right now. He takes high for ball one, and the count is 1-0. And again, this is a stud athlete, a guy who was a three-sport varsity player. As Knock flies one into center field, going back, ranging to his right and taking over to make the catch is James Corshon, and there's one away. So hitting to left field.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Number designated hitter, number 18, Wyatt Reginato.
Here's the pitch to Wyatt. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. So Reginato, who is from Cottonwood, he's been taking some of the out of North State guys on some trips, doing some jet skiing along Whiskey Town. The 0-1 pitch is missed high and away. So one ball and one strike, and for this Colt 45's lineup trying to figure it out themselves. They have Tweet, both Tweet boys, waiting if they need be, but something tells me that this is the nine guys that they are going to use to try to win this game. The 2-1 pitch from Ordonio is a fastball just a bit low. Knees to shins, and now the count is 3-1 with Nate Scott on deck. The 3-1 pitch is taken away for ball four. Oh, excuse me, that was a strike. Wow. Talk about... I don't even know what you would even think about that one. That was not... That's not a strike zone in any language. That is not a strike. But it was 3-2. We'll see Reginato do it again. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and rolled to second, making the toss. There is Heck to first, and there's two away. Man, I mean, maybe it was the bat flip that fooled us, but that ball had to be at least an inch off. But that's just the way it goes sometimes. And so for Reginato, rounds out, and now here is Nate Scott. The pitch to Scott is a hip-high strike, and the count is 0-1. So if Scott gets aboard, it'll be Isaiah Cortez. The 0-1 pitch swung on line down the left field line. That is a fair ball, and it's going to disappear into the corner. Good job of getting it in is Corshon, and so it'll be a long single for Nate Scott, but with two out, that is what you want to see from your team, that resilience. And now with two outs, can the Colt 45s tack on more runs? Mom's spaghetti time here for Isaiah Cortez, the left-hander going up against the power-throwing right-hander. First pitch is grounded up along the first base line and foul. Oh, and one. The 0-1 pitch swung, and that ball is scorched down the first baseline through the glove. An indirect field pass. Comer over to third goes Nate Scott. And so the Colt 45 stringing together back-to-back base hits. And with runners at the corners, here is Peyton Jeffries.
Now back. Second baseman, number 8, Peyton Jeffries.
So for Peyton Jeffries, who is from Vancouver, Washington, and again, grew up a Mariners fan, trying to show a big, takes an inside fastball at the belly and high for ball one. So one ball and no strikes, and if Jeffries somehow gets aboard, they'll have up as a pinch hitter none other than Bryce Tweet, who, oh man, this is when we can talk about Bryce. I was thinking about saving it for today's game, but he was in the rotation. The 1-1 pitch is missed low for ball two, but Peyton Jeffries last night reached base six times, and he did so without recording an at-bat. Walked four times, was hit by two pitches. The 2-1 pitch is grounded back of third, foul. So two balls, two strikes, two out. And for Peyton Jeffries, trying to keep the line of moving. Runners at the corners. Oh, The pitch is swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow left, and that'll drop for a base hit. In to score is Scott. Over to third goes Cortez on a double by Peyton Jeffries. And so that will bring up Bryce Tweet, who could not for the life of him get a single pitch that was worth hitting last night. Walked four times, was hit by two pitches. So now can he electrify this crowd as Peyton Jeffries gives the Reading Colt 45 some insurance? Born and raised in Red Bluff. Mom Lacey, Dad Ryan. Was originally supposed to attend the University of Nevada, Reno and be a part of the Wolf Pack. But now instead, here he is playing for the Colt 45s and trying to bring some major insurance. The pitch to Tweet is swung on and fouled back. He is the leader in home runs and walks for this team. And boy, oh boy, when he gets a hold of them, the ball just disappears in places where baseballs just don't get found. The 0-1 is a breaking ball that misses down and away. And oh, man. I bet it would kill him if he walked somehow again. But, you know, you got to also credit him, too, for knowing the strike zone. Doesn't swing out a lot of bad pitches. 1-1 pitch is swung on him, Mr. Strike 2. That was a good pitch for him to hit for sure. An off-speed from Ordonio. And Bryce went after it. And took a big swing. One ball and two strikes. Two out. Reading Colt 45's lead 5-3. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted along the third baseline and foul out of play. And the little kids go after like a bunch of T-ball players trying to find the ball. Everybody going after the foul ball and claiming their prize. One ball, two strikes, two out. The 1-2 to Tweet, swung on, that ball is lifted up along the third baseline, slicing under it and making the catch to end the inning. Is Austin Watkins. So the Reading Colt 45s had another run though on an RBI double from Peyton Jeffries. And now to one of my favorite programs, we get to see the shoe race. We're going to have about 25 children. Oh man, that's more than 25 tonight. It was a pretty small crowd. Talk about 25. We'll call it at 50. But here's the game. The Colt 45 players in the dugout take these kids' shoes. They have to run from left field, find their shoes, and then have to run past Homer. So we'll see who wins this one here on KCNR. Call it like a little mini game. And they're off. Children running and trying to find their shoes. Let the battle begin. Not a clear winner so far. We have a young man in a Superman costume. And then we have a girl with tie-dye. Now a little young man, he's picking up. He's trying to put on the sandals one by one. Here comes the girl from the tie-dye. Comes from behind Superman. And she wins it. The girl puts on her sandals. Comes from behind. And gets the win at the last second, beating Superman. What a race. That is a fun one. The children find their shoes, and then they're going to get their picture with Homer, the mascot. Thanks for joining us here on KCNR, as this broadcast has been brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management is proud to sponsor tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085. and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
To the top of the ninth inning we go, and Kyle Norton, who usually plays first base, is now being asked to pitch and try to get the save. He is 6'4", has a 33-inch vertical, and he is a man that is bursting with personality, trying to finish off this Colt 45's win, and he faces Pete Ordonio. The 0-1 pitch to Ordonio is swung on and missed for strike two. Left-hander Kyle Norton wasting no time at all. He's got to file taxes. He's got to make sure he finds dinner. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Ordonio. Man, that was quicker than cooking a hot pocket, and he takes care of Ordonio right there.
Bringing to the plate, left fielder number 25, James Kershaw.
And so now, here is James Kershaw, who takes on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Norton winds and delivers. The 0-1 pitch is on the corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes now the count. Norton again. James might want to step out, but he'll step into the box. The 0-2 is spun. Strike three called. And Kershaw did not like it at all. He shakes his fist, has something for the home plate blue, and then takes his slow walk back to the dugout. Two outs, and now here is Ben Hansen. So Hansen with the E, trying to deliver some pop into his bat, swings and misses at the fastball, strike one. This has been a quick game. We started at 7:15, and it's just over 2 hours. The 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 the count. And now for the Colt 45s. One pitch away from sweeping Sacramento and beyond this two-game series. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. And that's the ball game. The Reading Colt 45s in just over an hour take care of Sacramento NBO. A final score of 5-3. Royce Knock hit a two-run home run in the first inning, and then the Colt 45s added runs in the fourth, the fifth, and the eighth inning. Kyle Norton picks up the save, and that does it. Thank you so much for joining us here at KCNR from wherever you're listening to, from either on the radio at in Shasta County or on Free Fire Radio from across the country and across the globe. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody. Game has been brought to you by Authority Property Management. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Call today, 530-410-6085. That's 530-410-6085, and check out their website at authoritypm.com. From Ethan Hansen at Historic Tiger Field, saying so long.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We now return to our regularly scheduled broadcasting.
You wonder how much more he can do to destroy our country. These aren't bad policies. They're evil policies. Lastly, I want to try to squeeze this in. Gavin Newsom doing something interesting, taking out an ad in Florida, kind of baiting Governor DeSantis to act, to go after him. We know he took out an account on Trump Social and was kind of sparring with Republicans, but he can't help himself. Then it turns out he's in Montana, a place where he told everybody the state workers are not allowed to go because of their stance on women's sports. They believe only women should play women's sports when it comes to high school and college, not transsexuals. And guess where he is? Montana. You factor in the hypocrisy of not wearing a mask at the Laker game in the luxury box with all those celebrities, the French Laundry appearance, his kids going to private school. How is he, in a recent poll I saw, actually beating Trump and beating DeSantis?
You know what? One of the things about polls like that is they ask people, if the election were held today, who would you vote for? And most people respond, if the election were held today, I'd be very surprised. The election is in 2024, so none of this matters, right? The reality is, if you want to see how people are voting, look at them voting with their feet. People are fleeing California. And where are they fleeing to? People are fleeing to places like Florida. The number of people moving into Florida because it's like jumping over the Berlin Wall into a land of freedom. They're because of low taxes. They opened up before their state almost anybody else. They're thriving. Everybody's moving to Florida. Everybody's leaving California. So if you want a referendum on their policies as governor, I would put DeSantis up against Gavin Newsom any day of the week.
Right. What was he up to? Well, why is he doing this now? Why is he doing this now with a sitting Democratic president?
Because he wants to run for president, because he thinks Joe Biden is so weak that he won't be able to run in 2024, and the jockeying has already begun. And Gavin Newsom thinks that he's done such a great job in California, he wants to turn America into California. And that's what American voters want.
I guess if he's that clueless, I hope you're wrong. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much.
Take care.
Always great. Listen, Brittany Griner was just in a Russian court and pled guilty to the drug charges. Not sure what that means about her release. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
American pride has fallen significantly over the last decade. 69% of voters were proud of the U.S. back in 2011. It was 50% in 2016 and 2017. And in our latest Fox News survey, 39% said they felt proud. Those are the only four times we've asked the question. Today, a majority, 56%, say they are not proud, up from 45% 5 years ago. Among partisans, the recent decline in pride is led by Republicans. Down 28 points, today 36% of Republicans are proud. Among independents, down 21 points, stands at just 29%. At the same time, pride increased among Democrats, up 8 points. Even so, it's less than half. Views split. 46% of Democrats are proud of the U.S., 48% aren't. We're proud to post all of our surveys at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these caps were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis as we look at a couple of highly anticipated smaller movies of the summer.
Eric, let's start with Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
Yeah, and the thing to know about this film is it was a big winner at the Sundance Film Festival. This is a really audience-friendly, a crowd-pleaser. It's written and directed and stars a boy by the name of Cooper Rafe, who you're going to hear a lot more of. This is his second film. His first film won the South by Southwest Film Festival, and also Dakota Johnson.
There's Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
So this was co-created by Jenny Slate. She also does the voice of this adorable shell. It is based on a series of viral YouTube shorts.
There's also a few scary movies, including the supernatural thriller The Black Phone with Ethan Hawke, the psychological thriller Resurrection with Rebecca Hall, and the satire Bodies, Bodies, Bodies with Amanda Stenberg, Maria Bakalova, and Pete Davidson. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Boris Johnson doesn't play by the normal rules. You know, many people think he's the kind of Donald Trump of the UK. He just basically thinks rules are for other people. And I think he, you know, that all politicians crave power. And he, at the moment, remains prime minister. And I think that he thinks the process is so slow, it can buy him time to potentially try and do something which will keep him in office. I don't think anybody else shares that view other than Boris Johnson. And there's a rising tide of anger from Conservative members of Parliament today that think that this is ridiculous and he should go immediately. My gut feeling is he will have to go very soon.
Okay, a couple of things. He's 100% right, and I just think how Boris Johnson relates to the West. We need a reliable friend. I mean, Tony Blair was a real good friend. David Cameron was a friend to Democratic presidents, like, for example, Barack Obama, because he was against Brexit. And he said, Obama, do not do a free trade deal with the UK now that we're out. And he said he wouldn't. You go to the back of the queue if you vote for Brexit. Remember that. But Boris Johnson is a guy with a little bit of a charisma, certainly a presence, and not afraid on the world stage, got good instincts. But this is a conservatives who rise in the UK, which I think helps our country. But here's the worst thing. Everything he did was inconsequential idiocy, lack of discipline. I mean, much like his hair. His thing is he doesn't comb it. For him, if you're in the middle of a pandemic and you lock down your country and you have one get-together that maybe they surprise party for you, you didn't know about, maybe looks bad, but you have repeated events where people sneak in alcohol and you have these parties, think you're going to be able to pull it off, then you hire a sexual harasser and he harasses again, and then you wonder why you pay a political price and you have 50 ministers resign. Didn't have to be this way. Vladimir Putin loves it, loves the chaos. We come back, talk about chaos. That's the airline industry. Why? Nick Calio tells us.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlou's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So we've seen a number of different overlapping issues. Some of it has to do with staffing. A lot of pilots were invited to take early retirement. Air crews weren't brought back at the level that we need. When you look at our air traffic control system, for example, that is not explaining the majority of cancellations and delays.
So that is the Secretary of Transportation, who then used his Twitter account to tell everybody, don't accept points when they cancel or reschedule your flight. Demand cash. That's the advice we get from Secretary of Transportation instead of solving the problem. Nick Calio, he's Airlines for American president and CEO, joins us now. Nick, I think your industry is everyone befuddled and angry. What happened?
Well, a lot of things happened, Brian. First of all, thank you for having me on. We've had a confluence of bad weather in the wrong places over two holidays, with a surge in demand that came back faster than we expected, and we have been in the process of trying to hire people, pilots, flight attendants, customer service agents, gate agents, machinists, for some time now. And, you know, I guess I would say, too, that not everybody is angry. There's been a lot of press on it, and certainly there have been difficulties and problems. We've all seen it. It's on the news every night. We're a very high-profile industry. But there are 40,000 flights every day, as many as 5,000 flights in the air at any given time, the vast majority of which go off seamlessly. And that is our goal every single day, to give a customer service that allows people to get to where they want to go, whether it be for business or for pleasure.
Right. I mean, the number is astounding. So far in 2022, an average of one of every five flights a day arrived behind schedule. A total of more than 20,000 delayed flights, according to FlightAware, and 116,000 flights have been canceled. Me personally, I travel a lot. I never had it happen before where they just go, your flight's canceled. And you think, there's no reason. We're down a crew member. No, that's just canceled. Why'd you make it in the first place? But a lot of people, I've never seen more people more disillusioned by any one industry. And the question is, if all the money came to the airlines to keep 700,000 people employed, why aren't they running as smooth as they were before the pandemic hit?
There's no simple answer for that, but I will give you an answer that is true and factually based. First of all, the money that was provided the airlines, we acted as an unemployment agency for the federal government. We passed it right through to our employees. The money that was given to us covered only about 65% of the cost of keeping those employees on. And you need a little context. If you go back 2 years, we were bleeding billions and billions of dollars of cash every month. So we were able to keep some people on, but then we had to take self-help measures because we didn't know when flying would come back. We were flying 96% less people than we were prior to the pandemic when it hit. That happened within a month. So either the companies were going to go bankrupt like they did after 9/11, or we had to take drastic measures to give people early retirement, voluntary leaves, and all that. You know, if the PSP hadn't happened, you wouldn't be flying this summer, plain and simple. That's what people need to keep their eye on.
So were the airlines losing money before the pandemic? Is that what you said, or I misunderstand you?
No, we were we had 10 years in a row of profitability.
Okay.
And we're making record profits. And, you know, things were going great. We had, at the time, the week before the pandemic really hit, there was an investment conference up in New York with a lot of our airlines. And there was a recognition that we had so-called fortress balance sheets designed to withstand an event like 9/11, 3.5 times, you know, as bad as 9/11. That all went out the window in 3 weeks.
So a couple of things, just fact and fiction, that the airlines mandated these, all the pilots get vaccinated and flight attendants get vaccinated, a lot just bailed out. Is that true?
That's fiction. I don't think there's any material number of people who did that.
But I know United mandated vaccinations for pilots, correct?
Correct.
Did you guys have incentive? Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Brian, United did do that. Some others did it as well. And the expectation, there were predictions that people would quit their job because they had to get vaccinated. Frankly, they're really good jobs, and the numbers were very small, if any, as okay. It turned out.
So what about whatever happened to the flight attendants? I heard you're running out of flight attendants.
The flight attendant numbers are in pretty good shape, I think. But we are hiring more. We're bringing people back as quickly as we can. You know, the problem with the airline industry, we're having the same kind of problems that every other industry in this country is having. The bigger problem for an airline is because we are so focused on safety and security, all of our employees have to be trained and certified. And what we've been finding in some cases over the last few months, Brian, is we're bringing people back, we're getting them trained, close to certified, and then they decide they don't want the job. And again, that's like every other industry in the country. The pandemic has, you know, wrought some very big changes in our employment market.
And they decide they don't want the job. So because it was just brutal, because people's behavior, is that what flight attendants are feeling for the most part, if you talk to their unions, that they don't like the behavior or the treatment? What is the reason? Because this used to be a coveted position. No one ever seemed to relinquish it once they got it.
It still is a coveted position, and we haven't seen any mass migration of flight attendants leaving their jobs. There was a time when, because of the masks and other reasons, where there was a lot of bad behavior on airplanes, and they are the first responders. They're right in the line, and they do it admirably. They're the back part of the backbone of the industry, just like our pilots are and all our other employees.
So pilots retiring, is that correct? You're short of pilots?
Our mainline carriers, A4A members, are not having a pilot supply problem. We have enough pilots. We're hiring furiously. We're training. Many of our members have started their own flight academies. It takes a long time to become a pilot. It's very expensive. That's why we think that pilots in training ought to be like doctors in training or accountants in training, be able to get federal student loans. It costs $200,000. Where there is a problem, quite candidly, is for the regional carriers, the smaller carriers, because that's our main source of hiring. And they, in some cases, have had to pull down flights and stop service to communities because they do not have enough pilots.
So I saw, was it Delta that was on strike last week?
They weren't striking. They were protesting.
Okay. Are they underpaid?
I don't think so. These are good. Being a pilot is a well-paid job. Does everybody always want more money? Yes, and that's what the protests were about.
So I'm talking right now.
Negotiations going on at a number of airlines.
I'm talking now with Nick Calio, the president and CEO of Airlines for America. So Nick, so the flight attendants, the ranks are pretty much okay. You believe so far the pilots, the numbers are okay, except for some regional airlines. You believe that the airline workers, we're having trouble staffing there. Is that correct?
We're hiring as fast as we can, and we want to go faster.
Right. So when these delays start mounting up to the unprecedented, the worst ever, what is the quick answer or the longer answer on why this is happening, and when do you think things will go back to normal?
That's a good question. We've learned one thing throughout the pandemic. You can plan, but you can't forecast. And so we've planned. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for cancellations. There's shared responsibilities across. There are staffing shortages in the federal government, just as there are in our industry. And we're working our way through those as quickly as we can. But there's no easy answer because, again, it gets back to the training and certification issue. It takes time to get people trained and on board. You can't snap your fingers and do it. In terms of air traffic controllers, because of COVID, they had to shut down the training academy for 2 years. That really dried up the pipeline, and they're doing everything they can. The FAA is doing everything it can to get people on board. We're all working collaboratively together to try to figure out ways to hire faster, train faster, and more efficiently, because that's what we need to do. And it's going to take some time.
And do you think by the end of the summer?
I would hope by the end of the summer, but I can't predict that. You know, we've taken down, our members have pulled down a number of flights, about 15% of the flights they had originally planned to fly to make sure that there would be fewer cancellations and disruptions because of unavailability.
The other thing would I think a lot of people would like to know, with all these flight delays and with the flight cancellations, on top of that, you're paying more for jet fuel. So, which means the prices have to go up because you can't lose money with every flight. So, how does that factor into this?
The price increase in oil is a big factor. And, you know, we're going to moderate the prices to the degree that we can. Although the rise in prices is still, we'll put it this way, demand is still high, which tells you something about the price. And we will have to factor in all of our costs. Our two greatest costs are fuel and labor, and both of those costs are going up.
All right. And have any tips for people listening right now from the passenger perspective? How do we know if the flight we're booking has a shot at getting off on time, since it seems so random with the cancellations?
My greatest recommendation would be, airlines have made vast improvements in the technology available to customers. It's one of our greatest ways of communicating. So if you have, name any airline, if you have their app on your phone, you will get messages saying your flight is at gate so-and-so, it's scheduled to go off on time. You'll get another notice if it's delayed. If it's canceled, it'll allow you to rebook online rather than trying to call a customer service agent. That's the number one thing you can do. Get to the airport early, get your airline's app, and keep checking, because the information is all there for you. And even other than notifications from the airline itself, all you have to do is click on the app, look at the different buttons and check your choices and find out what your flight status is, where your bags are, all those kinds of good things. It's, you know, for a technologically challenged person like me, it's not initially easy. But if I can do it, almost anybody can do it.
So do you think they know more than the gate agents? The app, believe your app over the gate agent? Believe your app over somebody at the airport?
That's a very good question, but I would check. I think it's easier than stand queuing in line to ask the gate agent what the delay is for. I think my hope would be that there's a lot of communication from the gate agents or the pilots or the flight attendants to the customers so that they don't have to ask.
And finally, Nick, when it comes to all this, on the ultimate passenger advice, is it true that you guys are told the people who pay more for ticket, the first class, business class, are treated better, given first option? So if there is money in the cookie jar to get that upper, that first class or business class ticket, and you're worried about cancellations and rescheduling, is it true first and business are prioritized?
I can't really answer that. I do know that if you're a frequent flyer, and a loyal customer for a particular airline, you usually do get priority.
So that would help getting rescheduled. Nick Calio, yeah. And by the way, is the Secretary of Transportation not doing something you want him to do? Is Washington not doing something you've been asking them to do?
No, we work very closely with them. It's all about collaboration, coordination. We do it with the FAA. We do it with DOT. We do it with the Transportation Security Administration. It's a daily thing to try to figure out where the demand is going to be and where the numbers are going to be, and how, therefore, moving staffing around if need be to cover the demand at any particular time.
Air traffic controllers, I heard that there was no training going on during the break, during the two-year pandemic, and therefore you're short.
I think they are hiring as fast as they can, and we need more air traffic controllers. And, you know, that, I know you know this, Brian, that training is very extensive. You do your training, then you have to get on-the-job training, and to get at one of the busier centers, it can take years to do so.
How short are you, do you know?
I don't have a number on that. We can certainly use more. That way, if people get sick or something, you have the staff to cover.
Got it. Nick Calio, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right.
Take care.
Number one story, for consumers of all ages, customers of all ages, of all backgrounds, of all genders, all pronouns. What happened to my flight? Why was it canceled? Why was it delayed? Why did mine come off, and why not yours? What could I have done different? The answer is, it's going to take a while. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. And this is, don't move.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
Where did I put that?
Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation.
Busy the dreams.
He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th. How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Knows a thing or two about rock and roll history, and the godfather of shock has spoken, saying that he thinks that rock not being the most popular genre right now is actually a good thing. In a new interview with LA Weekly, Cooper says he thinks it's healthy that rock bands are not number one, two, or three right now on the charts, because when he first started playing, rock bands were outlaws, always looking into the party, never invited to the party, and that he feels like rockers are sort of back to that point, being the rebels of the music world right now. Right now.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. This is he's sick. He's a sick.
Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the Umbrella Academy series creator Steve Blackman.
The family dynamics have really grown this time. What are you most excited for audiences to see in that way overall, just how far they've come as a group?
But I think when we started off, they were more of a hostile dependency, this family. I think they've come to start to really appreciate each other and understand each other. And that's part of the reason I put them against the Sparrows, because, you know, it was a way to bring them together and force them to sort of really come to a place of acceptance.
The process now for you in choosing what part of the comic book series, you know, to adapt, and then where to just take it on your own, in your own direction?
Gerard has many volumes in his head. He's a very busy man. He's on tour with My Chemical Romance right now. So I always sort of sit down with him and say, like, where are you going next? You know, when's the next volume?
The Umbrella Academy Season 3 is now streaming on Netflix. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The guy is a total fraud. I mean, look, he decided to side with illegal aliens over his own citizens who are being killed in record numbers by fentanyl overdoses. He sided with the Biden administration killing the energy industry in Ohio in the name of green energy, which, of course, has just shipped a ton of manufacturing jobs and a ton of prosperity off to China. He sided with the Biden administration 100% of the time on policies that made our streets less safe, that defunded American police departments, and that made us all poorer through the ridiculous inflation we're experiencing. I'm not surprised that he's politically smart enough to know that he has to run from Joe Biden. I'm a little surprised at the shamelessness of it all, that the guy campaigned for Joe Biden, supported every single one of his policies, and pretends now on his TV commercials that he's never heard of him.
Which is really weird. J.D. Vance trying to replace Rob Portman in Ohio. WHIO listeners know all about this. And at the same time, he says Tim Ryan, who at first when he came in to Congress, I thought he was going to be a moderate. He went on, took on Nancy Pelosi. Then he had no interest in doing it. He's losing his temper on the floor all the time, condemning going to the left on guns and things to that nature. And now that he got the nomination, congratulations to him. Now he also ran for president. It was a hideous failure. But then he comes forward and he says, no use for Joe Biden. He sounds more like a conservative. But he expects people to avoid and actually not bring up his voting record. I actually think he's kind of rude. I mean, how much would it hurt Joe Biden to show up, or him to show up one day just for Joe Biden? Always appreciate the president. Numbers aren't great right now. I voted with him a few times, but got to run. But instead, he made it a big story by not showing up. The governor nominee makes it a big story by not showing up. He goes to Cleveland. Could have been a brief introduction. Waves from the audience. Great to see you. Got to run. That's it. Evidently, Joe Biden says that's his base, the union base. I think that would help him in Ohio, but maybe he knows better. The problem is when people see inauthenticity, that's what bothers them. So if you want to say, you know, I voted very liberal, but I understand if I'm going to be a senator, I will change my pattern because I got to vote more moderate because that's more reflective of a red state in Ohio. I think people would buy that better, but that's just me. Also, when it comes to campaigning, there's two things that were brought up that I necessarily agree with a part of it. They say in Pennsylvania, if you want the Senate, you need Georgia and you need Pennsylvania. They say Oz is a weak candidate, that Fetterman is still ahead even though he's heart issue. I think he gets sympathy with the heart issue, number one. Number two, he's way to the left. Oz has been really hit hard by Dave McCormick. Hard. That was a blood and guts fight. Oz wins. And, of course, he's got to reassemble and consolidate the moderate and conservative support in Pennsylvania. Number two is Fetterman got sympathy. Not many people want him. So between those two things. Number two, Herschel just put out his first ad the other day. Warnock's been around. Herschel had the issue with his family and with kids. Feels like he answered that. We'll be out and about with him shortly, too, in Georgia. So don't knock him down because one Quinnipiac poll. Well, most Democrats don't like that poll these days. Brian Kilmeade Show. Make sure you keep it here. And get my Fox Nation series, What Made America Great. Four new episodes are now available.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says a huge apology from Democrats and the president is due four Border Patrol agents.
It was back in September of last year that four Border Patrol agents were falsely accused of whipping illegal immigrants as they swarmed the Texas border by the thousands. Those claims were proven false with the release of a 500-page report this week from Customs and Border Protection. According to the Daily Mail, Paxton said that he had no doubt the accusations were political. He said the agents should be rewarded for the jobs they do. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy posted on Facebook agreeing that an apology is in order. McCarthy said, quote, "Our brave Border Patrol agents work to secure our border every day, despite the fact that President Biden makes their mission more difficult and more dangerous because of his unconscionable support for a wide-open southern border." Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Sri Lanka's president and prime minister agreed to resign Saturday after the country's most chaotic day in months of political turmoil, protesters storming both officials' homes and setting fire to one of the buildings in a rage over the nation's severe economic crisis. The Biden administration asking the Supreme Court to allow it to put in place guidelines that prioritize deportation of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest public safety risk.
The emergency request to the court on Friday follows conflicting decisions by federal appeals courts over a September directive from Homeland Security that paused deportation unless individuals had committed acts of terrorism, espionage, or egregious threats to public safety. The guidance issued after Joe Biden became president updated a Trump-era policy that removed people in the country illegally, regardless of criminal history. An order from the Supreme Court is not expected before late next week. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
There's trouble for a retired 3-star general.
Lieutenant General Gary Valesky suspended from a part-time consulting job with the Army, and he's now under investigation. The general had posted a tweet that appeared to mock Jill Biden on the matter of abortion. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the First Lady tweeted, quote, "Tomorrow we will continue to fight for our daughters and granddaughters until all women can decide our own futures once again." General Volesky then responded, "Glad to see you finally know what a woman is." Jason Walker reporting.
Many thought it was close to being a done deal, but Elon Musk's $44 billion bid to buy Twitter has collapsed after the CEO told the board that he's terminating the acquisition. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A deadline fast approaching for teachers, librarians, nurses, and others who work in public service to apply to have their student loan debt forgiven.
145,000 borrowers have had the remainder of their debt canceled through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Most have come since last October when the government relaxed the complex rules for applying. However, those less stringent rules only apply until the end of this October. The program cancels the remainder of a borrower's federal student loan debt after they make 10 years' worth of monthly payments while doing public interest work. Teachers, librarians, nurses, public interest lawyers, military members, and other public workers all qualify, as do people who work for nonprofits. I'm Ben Thomas.
It was July 8, 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was read aloud to General George Washington's troops in New York. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Many parents are discovering that their children are being exposed to transgender transitioning without their knowledge. Parents in Pennsylvania and in California have filed federal lawsuits just for this reason. Pacific Justice Institute has helped countless parents who've had their rights violated.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for visiting us again. 1-866-408-7669. You want to write us, BrianKilmeade.com. Just click on comments and I'll try to get to them during the show. Big news, Boris Johnson, long rumored to be on his way out, is now out as Prime Minister of England. We'll talk about that. He's a powerful personality that only has himself to blame. I don't want to go inside British politics, but it's his own behavior and decisions that got him into this mess. On the world stage, he was actually doing quite well, helping to unify NATO, leading the charge against Vladimir Putin. Good personality, but his decisions, absolutely horrendous. And that's what Vladimir Putin wants. They want a weak president, and they would love turmoil in the UK, and they got both. Betsy DeVos is standing by, the former Secretary of Education, with her best-selling book, Hostages No More. But before we get to that, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It appears when he drove to Madison, he was driving around. However, he did see a celebration that was occurring in Madison. And he seriously contemplated using the firearm he had in his vehicle to commit another shooting.
Unbelievable, right? Highland Massacre could have been worse as the shooter eyed Madison on the same day. The story and that story and how the despicable dad remains defiant and says he's innocent, but I think he's complicit. We'll give you the latest, along with another would-be massacre that was thwarted in Richmond.
Number two.
Everything Biden does is permeated by this, you know, leftist climate change Green New Deal. And he really believes that this high price of oil will be mitigated with the use of renewables.
Unbelievable. And we're all paying the price because of it. Outrageous. Reuters reports our strategic oil reserve is being released to China and India, who is aiding and abetting Russia. It's America's great crude oil and our energy and security, and it's going to our enemies. This is inexcusable.
Number one.
The guy is a total fraud. I mean, look, he sided with the Biden administration killing the energy industry in Ohio in the name of green energy. I'm not surprised that he's politically smart enough to know that he has to run from Joe Biden.
That is J.D. Vance, who wants to replace Rob Portman as a Republican senator from Ohio. Insult to the injured. Two Dems looking for statewide office in Ohio skip President Biden's speech in Cleveland, underlining his weakness as the foundation starts cracking beneath his feet and his party. However, the Republicans don't have a clear path to power either. They have to earn it. I'll explain. Let's bring in the former Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. Congratulations on your book, Ms. Secretary. Hostages No More is a New York Times bestseller.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. It's great to get the message out there about how we can fix American education. And Hostages No More is a story about just doing just that and gives us ways to do it. Americans had a front row seat the last 2 years in how the education system actually handles delivering learning to kids, and many people are very disappointed. So it's a prime time to have policy change that will support families and kids, not systems.
So I was spent last week with Governor Youngkin, and I would say that he probably wouldn't get elected as governor of Virginia if those school boards didn't erupt after people found out the curriculum that they were being taught their kids, and parents were dismissed when they tried to give some input into it. Ms. Secretary, when you took over this job, did you know a lot of this anti-American CRT was taking place?
Well, I knew that it had been continued. It was continuing to infiltrate in many places, but the exposure that it got in families' living rooms during COVID certainly brought it right in front of parents who never thought they had to worry or be concerned about their kids' curriculums. You know, also, parents were told to just go home and not speak up when their schools were closed for months longer than they needed to be. They were also told to go home and don't speak up when they saw, distance learning that was anything but high expectations and robust. There are many reasons why families are unhappy with the status quo and with the system that they thought was serving their kids well. Many families have gone on to figure out alternatives that are working well for them, and many families want to do just that, and policy needs to support them doing that.
When you began to change things and saw this problem, how were you received?
Well, I've been at this for 35 years, and I have gone head-to-head with the teachers' unions every step of the way. The teachers' unions are at the top of the pile with preserving and protecting and expanding the status quo. They, with all their allies in Washington, D.C., continue to really control K-12 education in America, a 175-year-old system that it was started for an entirely different time. And education itself is the least disrupted industry we have in our country. And parents saw this, families saw this in the last 2 years, and neighbors and friends saw it. And so there is a realization that we have got to do something different to provide better opportunities for kids across the country.
And they hit back at you hard. They didn't want any part of you. They didn't want to. Want any part of that reform. And the day that you were hired, I remember you going to visit a school. I think it was in New York. They were protesting the Secretary of Education. I think to myself, I cannot believe you need security to get into a van to visit a school.
Yep. Well, it was actually in Washington, D.C. on my second day in the job, and I was physically barred from the school initially. Now, we eventually got in, and I tell the story in the book. It's a sad commentary on people who think that they have that they have kids' interests at heart. They showed themselves regularly while continuing. When I was trying to highlight great things happening, they would continually protest and have dozens, if not hundreds, in some cases, of protesters out just attacking me personally. It's not about me. It wasn't about me. It's about protecting a system that's working for adults but isn't working for kids.
Former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, her book is now out, is with us now. Her book is now out, Hostages No More, The Fight for Education, Freedom, and the Future of the American Child. So there's a couple of stories I want to bring you to. First, in the LA, Los Angeles Unified District, there are training teachers and staff against meritocracy, that merit and individualism are concepts rooted in whiteness and must be challenged in schools. Meritocracy is synonymous with America. So I am stunned by this. Are you?
Absolutely. No, I'm not stunned, because the LA district has again been focused on their own ideological crusades. They kept kids out of school for nearly two full school years. And these are the kids who can least afford to not be in the classroom and not be learning. We won't know the devastating effects of those lockdowns for years. But what we do know is that while they're busy trying to fill kids' heads ideologically, kids are not learning to read and write, and it's tragic.
Other story on FoxNews.com. The National Education Association Teachers Union is proposing a resolution to change mother, which is commonly used in school, to birthing parent. Birthing parent. What the hell is that about?
Again, all the ideology that the system, the unions and their allies are trying to force feed to every American family. And at the same time, kids can't read. Kids don't know how to do math. We trail the world, the rest of our peers around the world. We're 37th in math, 18th in science, and 13th in reading. And this was before COVID struck. So what we need to do is have kids focused again on being kids, first of all, and learning how to do the things that they're going to need to have as tools when they grow up into adulthood. Not focus on all of this ideology. And again, families are fed up.
So I want you to hear this. Nicole Neely is a case in point, is a parent defending the lawsuit that they filed against Joe Biden's Department of Education for this whole birthing thing and more. Cut 29.
We were very surprised about 3 weeks ago when the administration announced the creation of the National Parent and Family Council. And our first thought was, my gosh, I guess our invitation was lost in the mail. But the more we dug into it with our friends at America First Legal and Fight for Schools, we figured out this is actually a significant violation of the Federal Advisory Committee Act, which has to announce the creation of committees ahead of time, have oversight provisions in place, and be ideologically balanced. And none of these, the council meets none of these criteria. And so it's illegal.
Yeah, and some of the things they're trying to do, cut 31.
You know, raises real concerns, obviously, about teachers' unions, showing how far away they are from the concerns of average parents. I mean, this reminds me of what Van Jones said a few weeks ago, that this is not language you hear at the nail salon or, you know, the beauty parlor. These are very deeply out-of-touch ideologues who are in front of our children. And, you know, it's funny, for this resolution, they actually said they need more money to even advance this internally. And so there's not even buy-in among their members, and the fact that they're going to push this on families is offensive.
Right, the whole birthing person and thing, and changing the pronouns, and having kids, boys who claim to be transsexuals on girls' teams. It's like they're trying to rip apart the fabric. If they're not trying to destroy and denigrate our history, they're trying to dumb down our schools and change it. What's behind this?
Well, it has been a progressive ideology that has been seated in the system, the K-12 system, for decades. And it's finally coming to the fore. People are finally knowing and understanding and realizing what has been the march that has been happening. And thankfully, families have awakened, and they're not going to stand for it. We're seeing in states across the country, actions being taken around demanding transparency on curriculum and transparency on finances, and giving families the economic freedom by having the money for their child follow their child to where they want their child to go to school. Arizona being the first state that's about to pass or have Governor Ducey sign into law a education savings account that will allow families to buy their children's education where they find the best fit for their child. so they can make choices to get away from this ideology and to do the things that they actually, during COVID, many of them found solutions that they want to continue.
So with the, how would you characterize your experience with the Trump administration? You were almost there the entire time, like very few, as we're seeing now. We're seeing everyone run for the exits. What was it like for you? Did you have support of the president, do you feel?
Absolutely. The president was very supportive. In fact, it was his championing this notion of education freedom and families making the best decisions for their children was the reason why I joined the administration in the first place. And he was very supportive of education freedom, of family, of young people following multiple alternative pathways beyond high school to be ready for great careers and great futures, not forcing every kid into a four-year college or university, whether that's the right thing for them or not. And he was always very supportive of all of those goals, and I had lots of latitude with my team to be able to carry out the agenda.
And at the end, you decided to resign after January 6th. Why?
That day was very difficult watching what was going on, and I looked at it from the eyes of children who might be watching and thought about the fact that he could have and should have done more to stop what happened at the Capitol. It was a difficult day for me, for many people, and I just felt that. And when he abandoned his vice president, who had been loyally serving for the full term, it was just a bridge too far.
Right. Have you talked to him since?
I have not.
Would you?
I would be happy to, but I haven't sought that out.
Okay. Former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, her book is doing exceedingly well. Hostages No More is the top three issues on almost everybody's agenda, and she was right in the eye of the storm, and the fight continues. Ms. Secretary, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, I'll talk about the big news. The Prime Minister of the UK has resigned. He still stays in office. What does that mean? Why is Vladimir Putin so happy? We're also going to talk about the fact that our strategic oil reserve, we have found out, Reuters reporting that our oil that we saved in case of emergency going to China and India, who is enabling Russia when it should be staying here, I thought. We'll talk about that and the president's 36% approval rating. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dedicated volunteer who spends 12 hours a week commuting to work makes today's Dean's List. David Flucker is 100 years young and has been working at the St. Columbus Hospice Shop in Edinburgh, Scotland. He spends 4 hours a day traveling to and from the shop regardless of the weather. David was diagnosed with prostate cancer and spent 2 weeks getting cared for there. He says he just wants to pay it forward for the kindness, and it's a wonderful feeling to be doing something good. It takes David 2 buses and a 20-minute walk to get to his job, and he works 3 days a week. The grandfather of 7 says they get a lot of donations to the hospice, and he's happy to check them out. He mentions loads of toys, books, and puzzles, and David wants to make sure they're all in working order before he gives them out. His favorite part of the job is when people come in to chat with him. David Flucker, you're amazing, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A booming mosquito population. And that means more of those pesky, itchy bites.
We'll go outside and play. It's our favorite thing to do in the summer. And they come back inside and they are just covered with bites.
Wildlife and health experts say rising temperatures and rainfall levels are creating the perfect conditions for mosquitoes to start reproducing earlier and for longer periods of time. And while more mosquitoes may be annoying, they can also pose serious health risks. The CDC lists the mosquito as the world's deadliest animal because of its ability to spread malaria and other diseases like West Nile, which can cause body aches, and Triple E, which can result in deadly brain swelling in the most serious cases. To better protect yourself when outside for an extended period of time, you can wear long sleeves and pants, use mosquito repellent, and get rid of standing water in your yard or around your house because that's where mosquitoes breed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. We get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My friends, in politics, no one is remotely indispensable. And our brilliant and Darwinian system will produce another leader equally committed to taking this country forward through tough times. And to that new leader, I say, whoever he or she may be, I say, I will give you as much support as I can. And to you, the British public, I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world.
Look,
but them's the breaks.
I thought he, his speech, that was Boris Johnson announcing he's resigning as prime minister, but staying on likely to the fall. Piers Morgan told us that he thinks that Boris Johnson, who always escapes these type of scandals in the past, thinks that somehow he'll be rescued. But, you know, he was part of Brexit. He thought it would be a great move, him taking over, a lot of charisma, a lot of presence. Theresa May was reluctant to do it, couldn't pass it. He got a lot of it done, so he's on his own now. Wanted to get a trade deal done with Trump, couldn't. Biden doesn't want to. But along the way, he made some huge errors. The first and foremost was the pandemic. First, he said it's no big deal. He gets it. Almost dies because he's so out of shape, perhaps. He ends up recovering from it. Locking down his entire country. At the same time, pictures emerge of him having big parties. People walking into 10 Downing Street, their White House, with suitcases full of liquor. Then he says, I'm not at the party. I wasn't partying. I was doing work. I don't know what they were doing downstairs. Then pictures emerge of him sitting there with a drink in his hand, actually at the party. He survives. Bunch of people resign, I think including his brother. And then a bunch of other people resign after he decides to elevate Chris Pincher, a conservative lawmaker. Before he was promoted, the man to a senior position, it turns out it was the last straw. What's about Pincher? He's known to be his sexual harasser. Sexual harasser, harassing men in the parliament. So he gives him a great job in his administration. He gets caught harassing again. The guy evidently is a drunk alcoholic. Why would Boris Johnson put his own reputation and government on the line? What I care most about is the West united against Vladimir Putin, him doing a great job, first major leader to meet with Zelensky, fresh off when Kyiv stopped being, for the most part, bombed, took tremendous courage, took on Putin, was rallying everyone around, charismatic guy. And now he looks in disarray. And you know what Piers Morgan said, which was so salient and sad? The person who's happiest today is Vladimir Putin, because he wants to show the West in chaos. A weak leader in America. Everybody knows what's going on with Joe Biden. Everybody knows his approval rating. Everybody knows his party is turning on him. And they want chaos in Britain. And they got both. They got both. When we come back, what it means and why one of their leaders is predicting that the Ukraine will actually, one Russian leader is predicting Ukraine will actually fall and be swallowed up in whole by Russia sooner or later. I don't see that. We'll find out how Mike Rogers feels about it, the former chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Certainly our investigation is gone very much into what happened after the shooting, what Primo's plan was. Investigators did develop some information that it appears when he drove to Madison, he was driving around. However, he did see a celebration that was occurring in Madison, and he seriously contemplated using the firearm he had in his vehicle to commit another shooting in Madison.
Do you believe this shooter, all the horrific damage he's done, shooting dozens, killing seven, and that number grew to eight, I believe, yesterday in Highland Park on July 4th, he drove to Madison dressed as a woman, evidently did not intend to leave his gun behind, a la his idol, Lee Harvey Oswald. It slipped out of a sheet he was holding. They were able to find out who he was, and he still was able to slip out, get to Madison, Wisconsin, in his mom's car, and decided, since it wasn't well planned, according to reports, to turn around. Now, how did this psycho get a gun? Especially because police were called to his house twice in 2019. One, he was going to kill himself. Number two, he was going to kill family members. So they called the cops. When they arrived, I guess they decided not to press charges, but they did take dozens of knives, including a hatchet and an impaler, knives out of his house. His dad would end up signing for a gun license for him, knowing his son's violent tendencies and his bizarre behavior on the way he's dressed, his facial tattoo, his neck tattoo, building a bizarre house in the back, a bizarre decal in the back. I mean, this guy is just a walking five-alarm fire, and he ended up killing and maiming and torture, and by the way, traumatizing an entire town and maybe a country. Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, joins us now. Congressman, it was great to talk to you. You got that FBI background, too. What I know, as somebody who doesn't, I don't own a gun, but I assume I would pass a background check. Why would a guy like this, with a documented background like this, pass a background check?
Well, it is likely that those police reports didn't make it into the system in the way that they should, number one. Number two, his custodian, or his father at this point, went ahead and signed for that permit, which is a huge mistake. And listen, you know, we keep on finding people to blame. If you're in that chain of decision making, you are to blame. You can, this father should have known. I mean, they had police at his house because he was going to kill another family member with knives. And what in God's green earth would allow him to think that he should have a firearm of any sort is beyond me. And so we need to be careful that we don't make these big, broad, sweeping things against everybody that does own a gun. But what we do need to say is for people like his father, hey, that's wrong. And you, as a parent, you have a responsibility for that person getting a firearm like that. You need to make sure. Listen, I'd hold the dad accountable as well. He needs to have some. He needs to be held accountable for his actions as well as what the actual shooter who did the crime did as well.
He evidently hired R. Kelly's lawyers, who must not be that good because he's in jail for life. But they hired his lawyers to represent him. But he says he's going to walk around town with pride. He did nothing wrong. He wants his son to get the maximum sentence. We'll go to all his hearings. But for the most part, he says he did nothing wrong because there was no sign that his son told him he was going to use the guns just for target practice to go to the range. To me, is that, I mean, I'm not sure legally how you charge him. But for number one, for being a bad parent, you should pay all these people that you've destroyed their lives and killed their family members. Number two, Monday he was talking to the dad about the Danish shooter in Denmark, and one of his comments, according to his dad, was, "Well, you know, he ruins it for legal gun owners when a guy opens up firing like that randomly and becomes a mass murderer."
You know, I'm immediately suspicious of his father's even telling that story, candidly, if it actually happened that way. And so, again, the investigation will prove that true or untrue. And, you know, maybe the dad is innocent in the way that he claims he is. But just the fact, as a parent who had a son that just murdered, slaughtered 7 innocent people, traumatized hundreds, you know, wounded, whatever it was now, I think 25, to say that you will walk around proud in town tells me that there's other problems there as well. And as an old investigator, I haven't done it in a while, but as an old investigator, I try to get to the root of that problem as well. And listen, I don't think the father should go to jail in the same way that the son should go to jail for life, but it needs, at least need to send the message to society. You're accountable. You can't allow your children to get guns if they exhibit this very behavior. No one would know it better. The police won't know it better. The FBI won't know it better than the parent. And for him to, I don't know, just to say he would walk around proudly. Are you kidding me? Your son just murdered 7 people. I don't know. What in that sentence doesn't bother you that you would walk around town proudly?
When the New York Post asked him what was going on there, he said he wanted to kill his relatives. His dad said, "I just looked at it as a childish outburst." He also dropped out of school in the 10th grade. I guess that wasn't a problem for him. I don't know you could even do that. He says, quote, "They make it seem like I groomed him to do this." He said, "I didn't do anything wrong." He said his son should get a long sentence. But what he did is get a firearms license for him, but he said he bought the guns on his own. I'm not sure if that's in Illinois law or not, but why does the guy need it? Why does anyone need a sponsor that's of age?
Well, I mean, you have to go through a process, and I think Illinois has some pretty tough rules there to get in. And I don't know all the state rules, candidly, Brian, but I'm going to guess that he's a minor. In order to purchase it, he needed to have a parent or guardian sign, is what my guess is here. And so at least that's what I'm hearing on the news. So that would tell you that his father needed to be, or his mother, or guardian, needed to be engaged in that decision for firearm purchase. And it doesn't matter if he paid for them or not. You're the one that signed. You're the one that signed the sheet and said, yeah, you can do this. You know, he could have always waited until he was of legal age and got it himself. His father could have used that as an idea of like, well, you got to wait till you're 18 or 21, depending on state law. He didn't do any of those things. And so, again, my whole thing with the father is I don't, you know, a little remorse would go a long way right now to show that that you weren't complicit in what your son did.
Well, let me ask you, just tell me how this goes. Talking with Mike Rogers, FBI background, former chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee. Congressman, tell me how it goes. So I know this is rudimentary, doing something a police officer would do, and you didn't do that. But you come to my house, and because I got called, a cop comes to the house because he got called there as a family member who feels threatened or suicide. The earlier call in 2019 was for suicide. Now, they decide not to press charges, and they say, well, we got our son under control. We think, you know, we can handle it from here. Do you write that incident up if they don't want to press charges, either one of them?
Well,
wouldn't you think you're compelled to, and wouldn't that appear in my background check?
Well, he should, except he's a minor. And so there are special protections for minors.
And
this is something we're going to, and this is why there becomes, in my mind, a greater burden on the parent, the father, to make better decisions in this process. That's what's concerning. Remember the shooting in Michigan had a really very similar kind of profile here. You know, the child exhibited a lot of the similar kinds of things. Wanted to get a handgun. His parents helped him, bought him this handgun for his birthday, I think. And then he went off to go into the school and kill people with that handgun. It's the same kind of process. And the issue with law enforcement is we can't ask them to do something that policymakers haven't given them the ability to do. So you can't blame them.
Right.
If it's a minor, there are special reporting procedures.
I think he's 18,
procedures.
Mike. I think he was 18.
Yeah, but not he is now, but not at the time.
No, he's 21 now, 22. So I'm pretty sure.
At the time of the incidents in his family, he was considered a minor, is my understanding.
This federal law says you could bring you can look into a minor's record prior to 18. That's absolutely necessary.
No, and you should.
And I think
you
would have called the school, too.
We have to get our system together. Yeah, we have to get our system together. Like, don't blame the... But, I mean, listen, I'm sure the police don't have a lot of options when they show up at the house. Nobody wants to press charges. The parents are there, says, no, we got it under control. There needs to be discretion in every single case. But you're also counting on the fact that parents are going to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And so that, to me, that would be the difficult case. The way I hear it, and again, I don't know all the facts, but the way I hear it, that's to me is where I'd come down on this. And I put a little, listen, that dad has a lot more explaining to do about why he thought that person could handle a firearm at any age, candidly.
So
yes, our background checks, we need to be able to look into juvenile behavior when it comes to violence. But what you don't want to do, and this is important, you don't want to pull a sheet over some kid that made a really dumb decision when he was 15 years old that he should be punished for. I'm not saying he shouldn't. But then when he's 25, 26, or 30, or 35, pull that out and go, oh, look what you did. You can't have a job. You can't do X. You can't do Y. And I think that's why some of these firewalls were in place. We have technology now, though, Brian, that would help the law enforcement community be able to see that behavior, make a judgment on that behavior as it comes to things like buying a firearm or something dangerous.
All right, let's talk about the world stage.
We don't have it all wrapped together.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Let's go to the world stage now. The G20 is taking place in, I think, Indonesia, where we're going to have Secretary Blinken, the foreign minister of China, and Lavrov of Russia. Russia's already made it very clear. They're being very provocative, saying, essentially, don't be surprised if we try to take back Russia that you took from us, and you should not be so concerned about our borders when you took, you expanded against the American Indian population, what was that, 200 years ago. So he brings all that up. Medvedev, this is not Vladimir Putin, this is Medvedev, the former president, and then other officials. So they're being very belligerent on the world stage, warning us. What's your take on this?
Flailing. I mean, they have had, how are they going to take Alaska? With what? About 70% of their troops are committed to the Ukraine war. Their invasion, and they are performing pretty poorly. Now, they are doing better because they've concentrated forces, and there's a whole series of things that they did to try to perform better, and they are doing that. You and I talked about that. Once they ever got their act together, they could cause a lot of harm and destruction across Ukraine. That's exactly what they're doing. They couldn't duplicate that even in Alaska. That fight wouldn't last 12 minutes. the way they performed in Ukraine, and some of their top line units went into the Ukraine. So I think it's just flailing. I think they're trying to let the world know. I mean, this is an impetuous teenager that got caught doing something wrong and is now pointing the finger and saying, yeah, but, you know, look at you. And so I don't think there's a lot of teeth to any of this, but you do have to be careful. I mean, this guy has two sets of nuclear arsenals. One is the strategic, the big ICBM missiles that fire off and take out entire cities. And he also has tactical nukes, of which Putin has often said and referred to, he thinks of those as tools, like a tank or a artillery piece, and that's not like a strategic nuclear weapon, meaning he thinks he can use those in combat to either deny, just normally would be used to deny access for certain areas on a battlefield. And so he has all of those capabilities, but he doesn't have a great I'm taking back Alaska capability at all. And, you know, he also wants us to react every time we have to react. If we have to move troops to Alaska or do anything like that, costs a ton of money, and he knows that. So I don't know. I think he's flailing. He's, again, not doing well, but we are not bringing this the Ukraine fight to a rapid conclusion. We keep dribbing and grabbing stuff in to help the Ukrainians fight the Russians.
Right.
And so we're
getting in quick. We got to get it in quicker, right? All this stuff quicker. Get them while they need it.
Remember in the beginning, Brian, when you said, oh, we're doing all we can. We've done everything that we can. Really, we just now sent in artillery, those HIMAR missiles. They're about 45. They would be like a long-range artillery shell, basically. We just sent those in. Well, if you did everything you did 3 months ago, why didn't you send those? Those would have been completely devastating to what big armored units and artillery units that were just wildly exposed by the Russians due to incompetence, candidly, would have been a devastating effect to the Russians. We just now got them in, right? We got put four in. We're going to put another four in about 3 months. And some of it's training, I get that, but this could have all been done earlier.
Absolutely.
And if we keep dribbing and drabbing, guess what we're going to get? We're going to get a long, sustained, violent, high civilian casualty event.
I got a couple more questions. Mike Rogers with us. Mike, first off, when the president keeps coming out and saying, blame Vladimir Putin's price hike, Vladimir Putin for inflation, Vladimir Putin is starving the world, but he is lifting up Vladimir Putin's profile for his own people, lengthening the war and the amount of damage he's done. He is making this guy bigger than life. Doesn't he understand it's counterproductive? Wasn't he once chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee? Doesn't he understand how this plays? And by the way, domestically, nobody's buying it.
I think this is the Hail Mary pass for President Biden. His policies have been atrocious. He's done this mix of kind of AOC wing of the Democrat Party, and he's really never governed like a centrist, as he claims he has. He hasn't done any of that. And he was wrong on economic policy, was wrong on energy policy. This all happened before Putin got in. You have $10 in your pocket and the federal government dumps a whole bunch of more money in the pot. Guess what? That $10 isn't worth $10 anymore. We're all finding out that hard economic lesson. Thanks. And by the way, he wants this. His solution is, well, maybe I'll put more money in the top of the barrel. I mean, it won't work. It's caused not only high gas prices, but high food prices. And his energy policy, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline, and yet he approved the pipeline from Russia to Germany in the beginning. They do this because they're this kind of dangerous climate change virtue signaling that doesn't align what your objectives are, which would be, okay, a cleaner, less carbon burning environment. Okay, who's not for that? But
gotcha.
There's a way to do that, and then there's a way to just absolutely punish the American people. To the expense of very few.
He is. Mike, I'm going to have to leave it there.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he's former chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, FBI guy, Mike Rogers. Thanks so much. Back in a moment, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking good, Mrs. Dubs.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
We need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration, they need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we are going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
There is this sense that things are kind of out of control and he's not in command. No one president could control inflation, but it is a gale force wind right now. It's affecting politics. Very hard to come, you heard him on gas prices today. Talks about the gas tax holiday, but he's not going to get the gas tax holiday. And there are a lot of Americans who are skeptical about whether that would help. So there, This is a very, very freighted, fraught environment for him right now.
No kidding. That is David Axelrod, who I think has been very fair with Joe Biden, gave him a second chance when he talks about him, when he meanders and doesn't seem clear. He, to me, my opinion only, I don't think he's ever been that big a fan. And when he became president, he said, well, it beats Donald Trump, but I'm going to call like I see it. And I think that he cannot pretend that things are going well right now. And he can't look around and see Rahm Emanuel, who's very competent. You know, Eric Holder, who I thought was terrible, but he was competent. I see Merrick Garland in over his head, a Secretary of State that makes me feel anything but assured, a Secretary of Defense who's a robot, not even pushing back against vaccine mandates. And I think that you have a president who has no answers to the biggest questions that matter most that affect all of us, except blame Trump.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Única Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers, combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Única Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.